Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Sunday to you. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate you all tuning in. And we got a lot to get into here with you up until 5 o'clock. And then we got From the Diamond with Grant McCauley coming up after I am finished. But we got three fun and entertaining hours to play with. And we're going to get it started right now. Braves Marlins are underway. The Bravos do have an early lead thanks to an RBI single from Austin Riley after Ronald Acuña Jr. got aboard. And Austin Riley was able to bring him home. Infield was playing in, and he shot one right past the shortstop. So Braves have an early 1-0 lead and are threatening again here in the top of the second inning. Ozzie Albies led things off with a double, but there is now one out. And obviously, Ozzie on at second. Money Mike, we'll see if he can cash in and extend the Braves' lead here as they are looking for a series win against the Fish. But going up against tough competition today as they got Sandy Alcantara on the mound for the Marlins. And look, he's not the, maybe not quite the same guy that he was, you know, back when he was competing for Cy Young's and he was really a shutdown starting pitcher, but he's still a very good pitcher nonetheless. So good they got to him early, and hopefully they get out on some more here and take advantage of opportunities. But before we get too deep into the Braves game that's happening right now, do want to look back and talk about the game last night. Obviously, the Braves got the nice 7-0 win. That was capped off by a Drake Baldwin 3-run homer as he continues to try and put his name in the hat and continue to make his case for NL Rookie of the Year, possibly. And I still feel bad for saying that. Made me feel bad, a little bit bad, and think about AJ Smith-Shawver. He could have been in that running, too, if he didn't get hurt. But it is what it is, and there's another injury that we got to talk about here in a couple minutes that is coming at probably at the second worst possible time right now. But before we get into that, we'll start out with some positives, and that's the Braves got a 7-0 victory after dropping, game one. And actually, before we even get to game two, let's talk about game one for a second, because game one, obviously, a little bit disappointing. Braves lost game one of this series against the Marlins 6-2. But honestly, I'm not too surprised, because the Braves would have needed to really put up some runs the way they did in game one, and they just didn't. And we knew with a young 20-year-old starting pitcher and Didier Fuentes, we knew the Braves were going to have to give him run support. And Fuentes was actually not bad. Like, he was solid, all things considered, for his first MLB start, and coming in at just 20 years old, 5 innings, giving up 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them are 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, did give up a home run, but still, all things considered, he kept you in the game for the most part, only giving up those 4 runs and getting you through 5. I thought that was not bad and pretty much what you would have wanted. Obviously, you would have wanted less runs. 3 runs would have been cool, but you know, if he could have, you know, still giving up 4 runs isn't bad. And the Braves, unfortunately, cannot capitalize with runners in scoring position there in the top of the second inning, as they're going to the bottom of the second now. Excuse me. So, you know, love to see the Braves, you know, get some of those again, get some more of those big hits and runners in scoring position. But it is what it is as we move to the bottom of the second. Hopefully they capitalize on more opportunities later in the game. But again, going back to game one, Fuentes, I feel like, did enough and did a good enough job keeping you in the ball game. And the Braves, obviously, again, we're gonna need to score some runs. You didn't necessarily expect, and if you did expect Fuentes to come out there and, you know, throw a 6 or 7 inning game with, you know, only 3 hits and 1 or 0 or 1 run, I mean, you were coming into that game a little naive. With those expectations would have been way too high for a guy like Fuentes making his first major league start at, again, 20 years old. So for me, for what he did, I thought it was impressive. Again, what really hurt you, you went 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position, didn't capitalize on your opportunities, and that continues again to be part of the story. The Braves just have not been consistent enough hitting with runners in scoring position. Now, they've been finding their power swing again, hitting more home runs, and so that's part of the reason it hasn't hurt them as much these last few games. And the starting pitching has been lights out too, by the way. We got to bring that up, and we're going to talk about the Chris Sale injury here in a couple of minutes too, as promised. But you know, before obviously Chris Sale got hurt, he nearly threw a complete game shutout. Spencer Strider has been good. Obviously, Spencer Schwellenbach looking good as well from their last few starts. So that has helped, obviously, as well, along with the home run swing on the offensive side coming back. But still, hitting with runners in scoring position, you gotta get better. Still got to get better. Still a lot of room for improvement on that front. So, again, it was a little bit of a bummer game one, but bounced back in a big way in game two. 7-0 win, and the offense showed out the way they needed to in that game, and that was very good to see. Obviously, Drake Baldwin had the 3-run homer. Ronnie had a good game as he continues to look good, 2-for-3 with an RBI, 2 walks as well. Austin Riley had a RBI. Marcell Ozuna, 2-for-4 with an RBI as well. Money Mike even got a RBI as well too. So all that good to see. The Braves getting some big hits, and bottom of the second not starting off too hot for Bryce Elder. He just gave up a solo shot, so now the game is tied, just to give you an update there. But 7-0 win. That was good to see. A little bit better with the runners in scoring position. Just literally a little bit. Instead of going 2-for-10 like they did in game one, they went 3-for-10. So, but again, you hit 3-run homers, and that kind of helps you out. And when Grant Holmes does what he did yesterday, 5 2/3 innings pitch, only giving up 5 hits, no runs, did have 5 walks, but worked around them, had 5 strikeouts as well. And then the bullpen continues to performed very well. Angel De Los Santos had a perfect inning with the strikeout. Dylan Lee goes an inning and a third of perfect baseball, only given having 1 strikeout as well. So that was good to see. And then Rafael Montero closed it out in the ninth, only giving up the 1 walk, but had a strikeout as well. So again, when your starting pitching does what it needs to do, your bullpen does what it needs to do, when you're able to get a three-run homer like you did from Drake Baldwin and get the other hits in there as well and go 3-for-10, and going 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position isn't quite as bad. So, again, that's still definitely something that the Braves could be better at, but it's not too bad, and it has gotten maybe a little bit better, but still definitely room for improvement there, because the Braves are getting a lot of opportunities with runners in scoring position, just quite aren't cashing in as many as we would like to see. It is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon, chopping it up with you, talking some Braves baseball right now, and kind of looking back to these first two games of this Marlins series before we get too deep into the series finale that's going on right now. 1-1 in the bottom of the second, by the way. Braves were up 1-0 after Austin Riley had an RBI single in the top of the first, but Bryce Elder just gave up a solo homer in the bottom of the second to tie the game up. But now there are two outs in the bottom of the second, so Bryce trying to limit the damage here. All right, let's talk about the Chris Sale injury. Oh, the Chris Sale injury. Literally, this injury is coming at the second worst possible time. Obviously, the first worst possible time would have been if the Braves, you know, hopefully make a playoff run. It would be if Chris Sale got injured right before the postseason, like he did last year, honestly. I say this is the second worst possible time because you are in such a critical and crucial stretch right now. And we knew Chris Sale wasn't going to pitch in this series, but he was slated to either pitch this next to start this next four-game series against the Mets or pitch game two. He's either slated to pitch game one or game two. Matter of fact, I can tell you. As far as a corresponding move, though, I will tell you that the Braves did recall Austin Cox from AAA Gwinnett, and they put Chris Sale on the 15-day injured list, backdated to June 19th with a fractured left rib cage. And the only way I mean, this had to have happened when he went diving for that ball to get that first out against the Mets in that game where he almost had the complete game shutout. And look, I'm going to say this. Do not complain. If you were a person who was booing Brian Snicker, or you were hating on Brian Snicker in front of your television because Chris Sale didn't stay in there, do not be mad about this injury. Chris Sale was just trying to hustle, make a play. So do not go all hypocritical on me and say, oh, he shouldn't have even been in there in the first place. Don't say that if you were one of those ones booing Brian Snicker. Don't say that if you're one of those ones had your fist up in the air waving it at Brian Snicker at your TV saying, why are you taking Chris Sale out? Don't get hypocritical like that. It sucks. And like I said, it's the second worst time that this could happen, because you need him against the Mets, and you would love to have him, obviously, in this series against the Mets, but he's going to be out for a little bit. And as far as when he was supposed to pitch, I'm pretty sure it was game one he was supposed to go in this Mets series that starts tomorrow. And let's see if that is, in fact, the case. No, they're going to move around. Spencer Swillenbach's going to pitch game one. Let's see how they have it out to. Is Strider going to pitch game two now? Oh, no, it's undecided. So Chris Sale was probably going to pitch game two because they have undecided for game two. So Swellenbach's going to be game one, and we'll see what they do for game two. I don't know if they maybe move Swellenbach up or what have you. But if you have Swellenbach going game one, I'm okay with, you know, whoever they decide to throw game two, go game two, and then, you know, depending on what happens in that game, you can have Strider in game three. It's kind of maybe a bounce back game and kind of a stopper there. So we'll see. But again, unfortunate. Hopefully, you know, this is something Chris can heal from sooner rather than later. Obviously, you don't want to rush it and can't rush it back either. Obviously, I've never fractured a rib, thank goodness. But yeah, I've heard it's, you know, very hard to do anything because it's hard to breathe with a fractured rib. And you just hope, you know, that doesn't result into a. And it doesn't seem like it has or will, But you just hope it doesn't you hope it doesn't, you know, end up being like a punctured lung because of the fractured rib. Again, that there's been no signs of that happening, but that's just me thinking out loud. So, again, unfortunate because you got this series, another crucial series coming up against the Mets, and you still have these, you still got three games left against the Phillies, too, after the four-game set against the Mets. So, you still got big series coming up that you would love to have Chris Sale pitch in, but he's going to be down for a minute with the fractured rib cage. So, that sucks, and it sucks even more because he was trying to make it on a hustle play, and, you know, he made the play, but you just sucks it happened there. Cause, and you could tell it that might have hurt a little bit because he really kind of belly flopped onto the turf trying to make that diving stop. So, again, you appreciate Chris Sale's effort, but, again, don't be one of the ones complaining about he shouldn't have been in there if you were the same person saying, oh, why is Brian Snicker taking him out, you know, let him finish it. Don't do that. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So don't go all hypocrite on me if you were one of those people. But anywho, we wishing Chris Sale a speedy recovery. And you also hope too that he had been pitching so well. I mean, he had a a sub-2 ERA in his last like 6 or 8 starts or something of that nature. It was something crazy like that. He had been pitching really well. He had been pitching like his Cy Young self over, you know, his last handful of starts. And you just hope him coming back from this injury, when he does come back, you hope it doesn't affect his rhythm in a negative way. And you hope it doesn't take him, you know, 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 starts to get back into the rhythm that he was in. So you hate that it's coming at this time because you need these games against the Mets. You need these games against the NL East. And you also know the rhythm that Chris Sale was in, and you hope it doesn't get him too much out of his rhythm. So, again, just bad timing for an injury like this to one of your best, if not your best pitcher right now on your starting staff. But the Braves, just like any team, got to deal and got to battle with the injuries. It's a part of the game. So we'll see how they fare. Trying to get something going in the top of the third inning. Ronald Acuña Jr. led off with a single. Matt Olson just walked. Braves got 2-1, nobody out in the top of the third. We'll see if they can get the lead back against the Fish. We'll keep you up to date on that game as the show continues. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, the Rockets just said our championship window is now, as they've traded for Kevin Durant. And this got me feeling even more eager and anxious about what the Hawks will do this offseason. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon. Appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to all the great shows here on the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. It's simple. You download that free Odyssey app and you'll be able to search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you got it, download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Once you got it, once you got the app on your smartphone and all your smart devices, then, like I said, search the radio station 92.9 The Game. Then find all the great shows here on the radio station. My show, The Hometown Take, which, by the way, is regularly scheduled 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. So if you're maybe hearing the show for the first time on the weekend, you're like, hey, I kind of like this guy so far. He seems like he knows what he's talking about, got a good energy. One, I appreciate it. And two, you can listen to me regularly, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. But if you're not usually up that early, well, that's even more reason why you need to get the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app, because then you can listen to my show right now. And you can listen to my Friday show right about now or any of my other shows. You can go back and listen to shows in their full entirety. Go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You can do all that and more with all the great shows here on Sports Radio 929 The Game once you got the free Odyssey app. So, again, download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right. We got to talk about a big trade that happened not too long ago. Maybe 2 hours, just now 2 hours. Maybe just now getting the 2 hours that the trade happened between the Houston Rockets and the Phoenix Suns. The Suns have agreed to send 15 times. Once I saw this number, I was like, dang, Kevin Durant has been in the league for a long time. 15 times. Now, he's been an all-star pretty much every year he's been in the league, but you get what I'm saying still. 15-time NBA all-star Kevin Durant is heading to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in this year's draft, and 5 second-round picks. That's according to Shams Charania and the sources that let him know about this trade. The trade can formally be completed when the new league year begins July 6th. And this news actually broke at a crazy time for KD. He was on stage at Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center in New York when the news broke, which, again, surprised a lot of fans, as you can imagine, with the announcement. And all Kevin Durant could say, because obviously, you know, he had to talk about it. There was a big old elephant in the room. He said, quote, "We're going to see, man. We're going to see." That's all Kevin Durant said. A smiling Kevin Durant, I might add, said. So, look, I think this is a solid trade for both sides. When you talk about what the Phoenix Suns are getting in return, and look, I'm not sure of the future of a Bradley Beal. I'm sure Devin Booker probably going to stick around in Phoenix. Doesn't seem like he's necessarily going to go anywhere, but we'll see. But I'm not sure, again, the future of a Bradley Beal, especially now they brought Jalen Green in. I mean, Jalen Green maybe could play small forward, but, I mean, they got Dylan Brooks too. So we'll see what happens on as far as the Bradley Beal thing goes. But when you talk about they got a lot of good guards now and they got a lot of good shooting, when you talk about what they currently have in Devin Booker, Jalen Green, again, at the time being Bradley Beal, Dylan Brooks. So they have some really good pieces, and they got younger, a little younger as well, too, when you talk about Dylan Brooks and obviously Jalen Green, still very young, just now getting into the prime of his NBA career, and he really had a great season, again, helping Houston be that number two overall seed for basically most of the year, and they were one of the better teams in the NBA all season long, probably just right behind the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Boston Celtics. They're probably the third best team in the NBA all season long. Didn't have the postseason that they necessarily wanted to have, but still, they were a young team that was getting into the postseason for the first time and really had big expectations as far as postseason goes for the first time. And so they said, okay, now we've gotten a little taste of the playoffs. You know who we want to keep. Our championship window is now. We just got the news, what was it, Thursday night, that Ime Udoka is getting a long-term or has gotten a long-term contract extension. So they got their coach who they believe they can win a championship with, and he has shown he's got championship pedigree. Obviously won that championship with the Celtics. Well, actually, no, that I don't think that was him. I think he was already gone at that point when he was actually already gone. He went to the finals when they lost to Golden State. He was the coach then. But he was gone when they won their championship last year. Excuse me. But still, he's got championship pedigree. Ime Udoka does. So they've got the championship caliber coach, head coach. They've got the team around Kevin Durant now. Is again, they did lose two big pieces in Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, but they still got Alperen Sengun. Obviously, Amen Thompson, who they feel like, you know, is ready to take that next step after the year he had this year, was one of their better players. And I think that's why you feel comfortable getting rid of a Jalen Green, because, you know, Kevin Durant is obviously going to make up for a lot of that scoring. And Dylan Brooks, you feel like Amen Thompson can step right into that role and really get all the production and scoring back that you get from a Dylan Brooks. And defensively, Amen Thompson very good as well. So you still got Fred VanVleet too. So they still have plenty of weapons and plenty of firepower, the Rockets do. When you talk about now Kevin Durant, Alperen Sengun, Amen Thompson, and Fred VanVleet, that is a solid core four right there when you talk about what the Rockets have. So, look, I think it's a solid move for both sides. And, you know, we knew the Rockets were one of those teams that Kevin Durant was definitely interested in, and that's where he ends up. So, I think it's a very fair trade for both sides. The Suns get a little bit younger, and Houston obviously gets their piece they think can put them over and hopefully get them over that hump and maybe a championship hunt. They also got Tari Eason, a very good player as well when you talk about what the Rockets have. Obviously, Jabari Smith Jr., Sandy Creek boy. Shout out to Sandy Creek. Go Patriots. But Jabari Smith Jr., obviously still on that team. Steven Adams as well. So they've got plenty of good pieces. Jayshon Tate is a solid player as well. So they'll need to get a little bit more depth for sure. But they've got a good starting group when you talk about what is surrounding Kevin Durant out there in Houston. So again, think it's a solid trade for both sides, and we'll see what moves the Rockets continue to make. And we'll keep an eye on the Suns, too, and see if they try to do anything. Because, again, the Suns are still be a solid team, depending on what pieces they decide to keep. Again, obviously, I think their guard room is a little bit full now and maybe a little bit cramped when you talk about Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Jalen Green. I know Dylan Brooks is more of a small forward, so I'm not going to put him in that discussion. But when you talk about, again, I know Devin Booker can be a point guard, but he's best when he's a shooting guard. Bradley Beal is a shooting guard. Jalen Green obviously is a shooting guard. So you got a lot of two guards right now if you're the Phoenix Suns. But We'll see if they end up. I think they could probably end up moving a guy like Bradley Beal, but we'll find out. We'll find out what happens on that front. But this has got me even more anxious to see what they're going to do, what the Hawks are going to do, I should say, because, look, this is the year. The Hawks got to make a move. They're going to have some solid cap space to where they can get at least one solid free agent signing. Now, you do have to make a decision on whether or not you're going to bring Caris LeVert back. Caris LeVert has openly said that he wants to come back. I think the team is in favor of him coming back. I think he was a great spark off the bench, and he obviously won a couple of games for this team when he came in. So I would love to see Caris LeVert back. I think he is a very good offensive spark off the bench that you need. And I also think they need to get another reliable big man. It's tough because Onyeka Okongwu deserves to be a starter. But and I don't know if, you know, we'll see. We'll talk about Game 7 of the NBA Finals a little bit later on in the show. But when you talk about maybe a guy like Miles Turner who's going to be available, we'll see if the Pacers decide to bring him back. You got to think there's a good chance he'll go back to the Pacers. But if not, I would love for the Hawks to get a guy like Miles Turner. I think he could be a good fit, but there would be a little bit of a cramp as far as, okay, you go get Miles Turner. What are you going to do? You know, what's going to happen with, you know, you got Jalen Johnson, you got Onyeka Okongwu who can, Jalen Johnson can be a three or a four. Onyeka Okongwu can be a four or five. Obviously, Miles Turner, you're going to play him at center. You're going to be a little bit cramped. Do you bring Zachary Sache off the bench? Because, you know, if you have Miles Turner in the mix and you're probably going to start him if you sign him, you know, do you go Trey at the one, Dyson at the two, Jalen Johnson at the three, and Onyeka at the four, and Miles Turner at the five? I like that lineup, but again, Zachary Sache, he showed that he could definitely start. Or do you like bringing him off the bench with maybe a Caris LeVert? I don't know. So those are decisions you have to think about. So maybe a Miles Turner is in the mix, but there are other guys that you could maybe bring in, like a Jonathan Kuminga, who maybe could come off the bench for you. I mean, there are guys out there for the Hawks to go get, or maybe you want to go get another backup point guard. I know, you know, the Hawks have definitely a decision to make about Kobe Bufkin and if they're going to still rely on Kobe Bufkin and be that backup point guard, or if they're going to maybe get some insurance at the backup point guard spot. Because, I mean, if we're just keeping it a stat, we're keeping it 100. Kobe Bufkin has not been able to stay healthy basically throughout his entire, while be it short, he has not been able to stay healthy throughout his entire NBA career. So, you know, and what we'll dive into, as a matter of fact, at 4 o'clock, we're going to dive into just exactly what I want to see the Hawks do during the draft and during free agency. But the big two questions I have for the Hawks heading into this offseason is, and they're already in the offseason, but as we get fully into the NBA offseason and the new league year that starts July 6th, draft-wise, I definitely think you draft a big man. I like Muhammad Gay, but I still think you draft a big man. Do you draft a backup point guard? Do you just go sign a backup point guard? How do you feel about Kobe Bufkin? Those are really the two major questions for me. The future for the Hawks at center and the future for the Hawks at backup point guard. Those are the main two questions they have right now. You feel good about your wings and your guards when you got Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson, Zachary Sache. You feel good about one big in Onyeka Okongwu. You feel okay about Muhammad Gay, but what about behind those guys? And what about behind Trae Young? Because Dyson Daniels, you would like to not have him be your backup point guard forever. You like to have an actual good backup point guard. So, because that'll open things up more for Dyson Daniels as far as a score goes and be able to be more aggressive as a scorer. So we'll see. But we'll talk more about what I want to see the Hawks do in the draft and in free agency at 4 o'clock. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will stick to the NBA. But we got one more game left in the NBA season. It all comes down to this. Two of the best words in sports. Game 7. We got it in the NBA Finals tonight. Who's going to take home the Larry O'Brien Trophy around 11:30 tonight. We'll talk about it next. I'll give you my pick on the other side here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon. Hope you all are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to this radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Shout out to my guy, Josh Agnew, holding it down behind the glass. Soon he will be on his way to cooling off in the pool. It is a
not soon enough.
All right. Can't come soon enough for my guy Josh, but he'll be relieved very, very soon. But and then he'll be on his way to his pool and ready to take a dip. And what is really it's getting toasty out here, and it's supposed to be toasty next week too. So what is it right now? 89 degrees with a high of 90 this upcoming week. Supposed to get up to 96 this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. Low of 74, high of 96. I mean, sheesh, it's getting up there. Starting to get into that Georgia summer. Well, yesterday, I think, was the first official day of summer. So I heard that from when I was listening to Sam and Greg yesterday morning. I'm pretty sure I heard them say yesterday was the first day of summer. So there you go. But
it was either Friday or Saturday. But yeah, I mean, it was the, what is it, summer solstice or something? I don't know.
Something like that. You know, I it's tough for me to keep up with all the, you know, those type of days and things like that. But either way it goes, and look, just like that, a guy G-Chap is just stepping in the building. So Josh's about to go take a dip in the pool, and Garrett Chapman's going to hang out with me for a little while. But Braves, just to give you a quick update on them, we'll update you again here in about an hour's time from now after we give you this quick update. But it is tied 2-2. Drake Baldwin came up big for the Braves in the top of the second inning. It was the top of the second inning, I believe. And then the Marlins came back and tied it up. And the Braves just had a quick 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning. And so Bryce Elder is back at it in the bottom of the fourth. One on, one out right now for the Marlins. So hopefully Bryce can pitch around that single he just gave up and keep it tied. And hopefully this Braves offense can continue to get to Sandy Alcantara. But either way it goes, Braves tied up 2-2 right now as they're looking for another big series win against the NL East, and it'll be good if they can get this one against the Marlins as well. My guy Josh is out of here. Appreciate you holding it down, Josh, and my guy G-Chap, Garrett Chapman, in the building. So we'll say what's up to him in just a minute. But do need to talk about Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We got it tonight as the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers try to get themselves a Larry O'Brien trophy. So I think it'll be a very good game. Hoping for a competitive game. I do still think it's OKC, though. My original prediction was OKC in six. They were not able to finish the job. And look, you got to give credit and you got to tip your hat to the Indiana Pacers. They came out swinging and they connected on a few haymakers in game six. And they gave the Thunder all they can handle plus some. And I really like how aggressive they were. They played really, really well. And they just came out and took the fight through the first punch and didn't stop throwing punches after that in game six. Shot the ball well. OKC did not play well at all. They had, I think it was, 19 turnovers or 23 turnovers and give up 19 points off those 23 turnovers. It was something of that nature. But it was not a pretty effort and not a good game for OKC in game six. Now, they have done a great job of bouncing back after losses. And they haven't, I believe that this is still intact for OKC. Yeah, this is still intact for OKC. They haven't lost back-to-back games in a little over 2 months. And so I don't expect them. It's longer than that, Garrett, you say? November. Wow. So I don't expect that. I don't expect that trend to stop. I do think OKC will bounce back in a big way. They're going to be at home, and I think they'll get it done in front of their home crowd. I expect SGA to just come out and do everything he can. I expect him to put the team on his back. He's going to need help from others. He's going to need a – Chet Holmgren is going to have to play way better than what he did in game six. He was not very good at all in game six. Jalen Williams, going to need a big game from him too. And hopefully, you know, the Alex Caruso's of the world, the Isaiah Joe's of the world, hopefully they can give you a little bit of a spark off the bench too. Caruso, not only with his offense, but with his defense as well. We need like a TJ McConnell type of performance from Alex Caruso in game seven if the Thunder want to be hoisting that trophy on their home court when it's all said and done. But really, again, what I think this game is going to come down to, it's definitely bench players are going to be a huge part of it. You know, whatever role players for, you know, the respective teams, Oklahoma City or Indiana, whichever role players step up the most, that's obviously going to be huge, and that's going to be a big part of it. But when it comes to a game seven, it's also about the stars. Which star is going to step up in the biggest moment? Which star is going to take control of the game and have the most control of the game? Is it going to be Tyrese Halliburton, which we know he's dealing with that calf strain? Or is it going to be SGA? Is he going to prove why he's the league's MVP? And if I have to choose between one of them, I'm choosing SGA every time. Tyrese Halliburton, to me, it's just been too many times I've seen him fall short in bigger games. And I feel like I can't really say that for SGA, at least not in the same capacity that you say for Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton, to me, throughout this entire playoffs, and again, I know he's been playing with the calf strain, and so I get that, and I do give him some grace when it comes to that front. But still, I just feel like when it comes to consistency in the postseason and consistency in big games, I think SGA has been one of the better guys throughout this entire postseason when it comes to that. So I think that'll continue. Again, I think we'll have a big night from SGA, and you really just hope that his running mates can provide that same type of performance. You hope Chet Holmgren doesn't have what do you have in game 6? Like only like 9 points or something of that nature. And you just hope that the rest of the guys follow him, because that's what it's gonna take in a game 7 setting. It's gonna take everybody. So I do like OKC on their home court. I do think we'll get some better bench play from OKC's bench players, just because bench players, role players, the others, whatever you want to call them, they do tend to play better when they're at home. I mean, that's just kind of what history has proven. But I do think it'll be a fun game. And I'll say this, for Indiana, the biggest key for Indiana, keep the game close, obviously. But what I really mean is, if they have it close at the end of the game, Tyrese Halliburton, while I just said he hasn't been as consistent for me in necessarily overall performance when it comes to big games, he does make clutch shots. And he has been one of the clutchest players in this postseason. Probably the clutchest player in this postseason. So if Indiana can just stay within striking distance throughout the ball game, weather runs from OKC, because OKC will go on their runs. It's going to happen. They're probably going to come out with a flurry. You got to survive that first flurry from OKC. And if they do, and if they can keep it close, and it's a close game at the end, I'm not putting anything past Indiana. I'm not putting anything past the big shot-making ability of a Tyrese Halliburton. But the one thing Indiana cannot afford is to let this game get away from them, and they can't let it get away from them early either, because – yes, we know Indiana has been the comeback kids all postseason long. Tonight will be different. I feel like if you let OKC get out to a big lead tonight, to me, I don't think they'll relinquish it. I think that if you let them get blood in the water, and if you let them smell blood in the water early on, I think it's going to be really, really tough to make a comeback there. So we'll see, but should be a fun game tonight, and can't wait to see what the outcome will be. But again, going back to OKC here just for a minute, Chet Holmgren has to have more, and I actually overestimated. He only had 4 points in game 6. Chet Holmgren has to be better than 2-9 from the field, 0-3 from 3, and 4 points and 6 rebounds. He's got to be way better than that. Jalen Williams, you need a little bit more than 6-13 from the field, 0-4 from 3, and 16 points. You need more than that. You're going to need a little bit more from – now, Lu Dort's a little bit different because of what he does defensively, but still, you even need Lu Dort to at least hit 2 or 3 threes for you. You need more than 3 points from Lu Dort. Alex Caruso has to be better than laying an egg. And again, I know what he does defensively, and I know the spark he is, kind of like a T.J. McConnell for the Thunder, but – He's got to put some points on the board tonight as well, too. So bench has to play a lot better than they did in game 6 for OKC. And if they can find a way to do that, I think OKC will end up getting the win. But I feel good about what SGA is going to do. I'm still just a little bit shaky on how everybody else is going to play. I would like to think Jalen Williams is going to bounce back and have a big game. I would like to think Chet Holmgren's going to bounce back and have a nice performance. I would like to think Alex Caruso is going to come up big and be a big-time factor in this game off the bench. Same with Isaiah Joe. I'd like to think he can at least maybe give you around close to double digits off the bench. But we'll see. We'll see what these guys do in Game 7. I really expect Caruso to have a big game because he's been here before, too. He's been in closeout games before, obviously winning that championship in 2020 with the Lakers. So, but Game 7s are different. So, we're going to find out. And for the Pacers, you need guys like, obviously, a Miles Turner to step up. It'll be good if he can hit some threes. Obviously, you need Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nembhard to shoot the ball well as well. You need Pascal Siakam to be the aggressor that he was in Game 6. And he's Tyrese Halliburton too. I really like the way Tyrese Halliburton didn't do too much. He picked and chose his spots very well in Game 6, knowing, hey, here I can take a shot, get a good three off, and he did a good job of knocking him down. He didn't try to do too much on that calf. And so if he can do a good job of picking and choosing his spots again like he did in Game 6, I think it'll be good. But just finding other ways to be effective, even if you can't necessarily be effective the way you want to on the offensive end because of that calf, I think it'll be good. And then Obi Toppin and T.J. McConnell have to continue to have nice performances off the bench as well for Indiana if they want to have a chance to win tonight and become NBA champions. So we'll see. Should be a good performance. Should be a good game. I hope Game 7 isn't a stinker. There's nothing worse than a Game 7 that's just a blowout from the jump. Let's not have that. There's nothing worse than a championship game that's just a snooze fest. So let's just not have a snooze fest. I don't really care who wins, to be quite honest with you. I just want it to be a good game at this point. So we'll see. But I am picking OKC to win it tonight. That game will be at 8 o'clock on ABC ESPN Plus for all my streamers out there as well. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will switch gears and we'll get into some NFL headlines. The Falcons did try to make a move that we all wanted to see them make, but one guy already had his mind made up. We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.